This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Come July 1, we are all tumbling off the cliff together.
Wednesday, Louisiana Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden told the Baton Rouge Rotary Club he knows what they, as business people, have been hearing. Government is too large and needs to be cut down to size.
We've made cuts. As in the year and a half or so we've been there, we've cut at least $450 million.
And he gave an example.
This won't let you sleep very comfortably at night, but at Angola, 173 inmates are guarded by two people.
Darden says he knows no one likes hearing the proverbial doomsday scenarios, but
the reality is we got to talk about the reality.
And the reality is more than $1 billion in revenue is going away as so-called temporary taxes expire.
The budget I'll present in February, as I'm required to do, will be balanced. A budget that'll cut $1 billion.
He says that means across-the-board cuts of at least 20%, or
if we don't want to disproportionately cut corrections and start turning prisoners loose, we don't want to cut higher education because we've said it's a priority and it's already been going in the wrong direction. We don't want to dramatically cut health care because we got to take care of the people of the state. So if we favor them, we're going to be looking at cuts of 50 to 60% for other areas of the state budget.
Darden encouraged the business community to let their voices be heard.
You need to weigh in. If you don't think you want any more taxes in Louisiana, tell your legislator, but also tell them where you want to cut or tell them that they have an obligation to say what they don't want to fund.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.